Welcome back to In Depth for a second and final interview. I'm so honored to have this person in the studio, Heidi Parker from Immunize Nevada. Heidi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's safe to say you have been in the news recently.
We have been in the news recently.
So what's been going on, if you don't mind me exploring that?
Absolutely. So Immunize Nevada has a tradition of honoring our immunization champions. And so we've been doing that actually for about 21 years. So it used to be called Silver Syringe. So people that have been in the health community probably recognize that name. This year we decided to take a different route. And so we wanted to acknowledge that sometimes people don't want to spend an evening, right, at a dinner, and it's expensive. And,
right.
You know, there's a lot of challenges with, I would say, that model for nonprofits. And so we decided to mix it up this year and came up with Big Shots Breakfast. So we're really excited about this concept. It was a way to continue that tradition of honoring our champions, making it more accessible for our partners. So early morning breakfast, on your way to work, low cost. So that was our intention.
Right.
And unfortunately, as it's been in the news, we did have a group of online commenters target the venues that we were hosting those breakfasts at with comments that just weren't applicable to that business, right? They were comments about us as an organization.
Right. Okay. So very harsh.
Harsh.
Not educated, would say.
Absolutely. Not, I would say, not correct information even about us, you know, as a nonprofit organization. So we reported them to Facebook and Yelp because they have those, I would say, processes in place, you know, for especially for businesses, right? When people are doing that, it's not applicable to what they're actually doing as their business.
Exactly.
That's why that's in, you know, that's available.
They're just helping a paying customer and a paying client.
Right.
Yeah.
So Facebook and Yelp are great. And they took those reviews down. When you have bad reviews on your business pages, it obviously brings your rating down. And so we didn't want that happening for those local businesses.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad it was semi taken care of.
It was. And then what we decided to do was we still wanted to recognize our partners, those champions that we have across our state. So we went virtual. And I think, you know, looking at alternates, especially again as a nonprofit, virtual was an amazing opportunity. So we reached over 20,000 people.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yes. And so that far exceeded our expectations in terms of reach. Anybody could participate, you know, wherever they were at. So again, much more accessible than having to attend an event. We had an opportunity to still recognize our award winners, celebrate our sponsors. People got fun socks and they got to take photos and post those. And so we really had, I would say, had some fun with it and ended up raising a little over 15,000.
Wow.
I know we originally were a little under that, but we had some donations still come in. So those funds go straight back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And they help us with our programs that provide free immunizations. So whether that's to populations experiencing homelessness, whether it's Title I schools during flu season, new babies, you know, people that are uninsured, you know, those programs are needed in our communities, and that's what those funds help.
Okay, beautiful. And actually, kind of let's explore some of these programs that the money's going toward. You named a couple just now, but you're probably doing a variety of different things.
We do. We have a lot of programs at Immunize Nevada, and we work in both Las Vegas and Reno. This time of year, there's high demand for flu shots,
mm-hmm.
Especially for those who are struggling to access them. So we do programs at Title I schools where we provide no-cost flu shots for the schools that participate. And that's a great way to keep our kids healthy and in their seats learning. We also work with local organizations to bring flu shots to community events. So some of the events we've recently done, we did Thanksgiving dinners downtown for a homeless population. We've done Donor Walk event. So we really want to get out there. We know that when people have it easily accessible to them and it's simple, it's much more likely that they'll be able to get a flu shot.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And people don't think about, well, I don't really get the flu or I can just power through it. It's not just that, but you're contagious to other people that might be immune deficient.
Yes, absolutely. Like that. Getting a flu shot is not just about you. It's about protecting everybody else in our community. It's about, someone who's going through cancer treatment or even maybe is pregnant. So there's definitely people in our community that are higher risk. We're having a very challenging flu season, and so we want to make sure everybody's protected.
Yeah, definitely. And what other events do you have coming up?
Yep. So besides doing that, we also do some fun things. So we are a partner on the Reno Polio Run. So that is a partnership with Rotary, one of our local Rotary clubs, and it's April 18th. I think
it's, okay.
It's a Saturday.
We'll get it down.
So it's at Rancho San Rafael, and we've been doing this for about a decade.
Wow.
And it's just a great opportunity to come out. It's a 5K and 10K, so you can walk, no pressure, or you can go and run the trail for the 10K. And it's an opportunity to not only support our local efforts, but then support Rotary's efforts around the world to eradicate polio, which is also just as important. So that's a great event, and we're excited for that. And then our other fun event that we're starting to ramp up for is our is the Dragon Boats Festival.
The Dragon Boats. What's this all about?
So that is a event that comes to Sparks Marina.
Okay.
We are the charity of benefit, and teams come out and they paddle and race across the marina. It's roughly a team of 20 paddlers. Great for corporate team building, great for groups, youth groups. You can get all your friends together. There's even a cancer survivor kind of sub, I would say subgroup across the U.S. that participates in dragon boating. It's one of the fastest growing water sports.
Oh, really? I've never even heard of it, if I can be honest.
It's really exciting.
Cool.
And it's great that we've been able to have it here at the marina. The marina is the perfect setting for it.
Mm-hmm.
City of Sparks has been a great supporter for that event. And so that's August 15th. So towards the end of summer, registration's open now, sponsorships, all of that is
very cool.
A big part of that event. And then teams can raise money for us on their own. So there's a pledges for a paddling program that they can participate in too.
That's great. How long has this event been going on?
This is the fourth year.
The fourth year. Okay. Your kind of most recent one, which improvised like a digital thing, and you got some good money from that.
Yes, yeah.
Are there any other big fundraising things that you do that you can think of?
Those are really our big fundraisers. So
okay.
We rely on, like other organizations, sort of those individual donations. We do a lot of work with community businesses, sponsorships. Grants, we just received a grant from NV Energy, again, to support some of those community-based efforts.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. How can people, do you need volunteers? Yeah. How does it work over at Immunize?
So Immunize Nevada does have a volunteer program. So we have a number of different ways people can be involved with us, especially students. So we do have internships. And so those are available in a variety of areas. They can work with us in community outreach. They can help with data if they're interested. And then community members can volunteer. They can help us tabling. So we do about 150 events every year that we're out talking to people. Having those conversations we found is really important, and it's much easier face-to-face than trying to talk on social media. So we are out and about wherever we can be. So we have volunteers that help us with that. And then another thing we do as a service to the community is we help people access their immunization records. So we can help you get your record if you need it for school, for work.
Almost for your own knowledge,
exactly.
In case you think you need another shot or something.
So we can tell you what's recommended, and then we can get you that official record. And so we have volunteers that also help do that at community events, we can help you do it even just by emailing us. We have a system for that. So those are some of the ways we utilize volunteers as well.
Okay. Honestly, hearing about this, I think I might have to email you because I don't know if I'm up to date on some
things. Yeah, and that's a great point. I think adults don't realize that, you know, vaccines are recommended across the lifespan. Mm-hmm. So we think often just about babies or just getting, you know, kids enrolled
right.
for school.
And then you're like, you think you're set
right,
for life,
right.
but you're not.
Yeah. So there's definitely vaccines that are recommended depending on your age or even just health condition. And we're happy to help with that and point you in the right direction. We also help people, even if they just don't know where to go, they're concerned because they are worried about how much it might cost or they don't have a healthcare provider. Mm-hmm. And we have all of those resources that we can help direct somebody to.
Very good. When it comes to immunizations, what I guess it's probably very much like talk to me like I'm a fifth grader, but what are we kind of what are these immunizations for? If people don't know.
Yeah, I think we've probably heard also in the news a lot about measles.
Yes,
this
measles
year.
There's been outbreaks.
Yep. So we had one of our highest number of measles cases in the U.S. In decades. And we just recently saw a pretty severe outbreak in Samoa, over 80 deaths from measles. So I think those are some of the reminders that these diseases, they're a plane ride away, they're a road trip away, they are in other areas. And when we have low vaccination rates in our community, that puts us at risk. Mm-hmm. So we think measles is definitely, you know, at the top of mind for a lot of people. Pertussis, hepatitis A are some of the other outbreaks we've seen in Nevada this year. Hepatitis A is a national concern right now. So a lot of states are experiencing an outbreak with hepatitis A. Ours was primarily located in southern Nevada. But again, just working to make sure those higher risk populations like those experiencing homelessness have access to the resources they need. And like I mentioned earlier, polio. So we haven't eradicated these diseases in other parts of the country. So it's still very, very important that we maintain our immunization rates here in the U.S.
All right. And people can take advantage of that. Where are you located online?
Online, we're immunizenevada.org.
Okay.
And then we are on we are on all the social media channels.
Okay. Facebook, so, the Instagram, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we're even on LinkedIn.
Wow, right on.
We have a YouTube channel. So we are, we're there as a resource. People can message us. Have that contact information on our website as well.
All right, beautiful. Heidi Parker from Immunize Nevada. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.